Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting. I'm a little under the weather, but that's not going to stop me. So I want you to, your little buckaroos, tune in. And listen to the captain of the music industry. I started to say Captain and Tennille. Tonight, we're talking about living in the creative now. Writers, composers, and producers are some of the most vital creators in the world. To be an author and a writer, you can change the world with great writing. Tonight we're going to be featuring one of the greatest writers and producers, David Foster. And he's done things with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Peter Cetera, just All in Four or All in One or whatever their name is. But David Foster has put his stamp even on Shaka's track, Through the Fire. So, you know, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. I didn't know that. After the Love Is Gone, produced by David Foster. Man, I mean, David Bad. So we want you to think about that. We're going to tune in tonight, and we're going to play a special track by Michael Jackson. It's called The Earth Song. And Michael was so bad. The Earth Song is a song by Michael Jackson from his 9th studio album. And it was released November 27th, 1995 on Epic Records as the 3rd single from the album. Now, it's a ballad that incorporates elements of blues, gospel, and opera. Did you hear me? Blues, the gospel, and opera. Jackson had a long history of releasing socially conscious material, such as We Are the World, Man in the Mirror, Hear the World, Heal, Heal, Heal. However, Earth Song was one of the first that was overtly dealt with the environment and animal welfare. See, Michael was always thinking. The song was written by Jackson and produced by Jackson and David Foster and Bill Bottrell. Now, this Earth Song was accompanied by a lavish music video shot in 4 geographical regions. The video created on the destruction and rebirth of Earth and went on to receive a Grammy nomination in 1997. Now, the song went number one in the United Kingdom and was the nation's number one Christmas single, 1995. It also topped the charts in Germany, Iceland, Scotland, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland, while peaking at number two in France, Ireland, and the Netherlands. Now, Jackson went on to receive recognition from various animal and environmental organizations. And Michael Jackson received the Doris Day Music Award. He got that twice, 1998 and 1996. I mean, 1988 and 1996. Get your glasses clear. But that just goes to show you, David Foster was working with some of the best. And let's not leave out Diane Warren, but she was part of that whole production team. Diane and David. David and Diane. They were cutting up. And some other collaborators. So it goes back to what we said. Writers, composers, and producers are some of the most vital creators in our world. We're going to get our show started. We're going to play Earth Song by Michael Jackson. And when you get a chance, look at the video, because it's bad, bad, bad. Thank you.
about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth is weeping sure?
Michael J. Cutting Up, and David Foster, producer, and Bill Bottrell, they put that together. And that's the thing we're talking about tonight. Writers, composers, producers. And the video is so sharp. It shows you how we destroyed the world, but how we could bring it back. You know, I say that every day. Writers, you can change the world with some great writing. Put your heart and soul into it. Have a real subject matter. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only under the weather. And I'm drinking Canada Dry and eating chicken noodle soup. Oh, man. I bought about 10 cans of that junk. I mean, that stuff. And actually, I'm feeling a little bit better. So, we got a lot of new listeners tonight from Chicago, Illinois. They're burning up the airwaves. I want to thank them and all our listeners in St. Louis that are new coming in tonight. All right, we got some more great music for you. As we said, we're talking about David Walter Foster. Born November 1st, 1949, and he is a Canadian musician, composer, arranger, record producer, and music executive. He has been a producer for musicians including Christina Aguilera, Air Supply, Mary J. Blige, Andre Bocelli, Toni Braxton, Michael Blueblade, Marie Carey, Peter Cetera, Chicago, Natalie Cole, Alice Cooper, Celine Dion, Kenny G, Josh Groban, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, The Tubes, Chaka Khan, Kenny Loggins, Jennifer Lopez, Cheryl Lynn, Madonna, Olivia Newton-John. Is there anybody this guy don't produce for? Brandy, Norwood, John Parr, Kenny Rogers, Seal, Blake Shelton, Rod Stewart, Barbara Streisand, Jackie Evancho, Donna Summers, The Corrs, Charisse. This man has won 16 Grammy Awards and 47 nominations. And he was the chairman of Verve Records from 2012 to 2016. Man. That's David Foster. And we're going to play a lot of the tracks that he either wrote or produced. Like I was telling you about Earth, Wind, and Fire. After the Love is Gone is produced and written by David Foster. I always thought it was EWF. But one of them slipped by. So let's get to that. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Oh,
was wrong, oh baby, it wasn't right. We tried to find what we had. Tears of sadness was all we shared. We were scared. This affair with me, I loved you too.
And we're back, and my producer said, sounds like you got a cold. I said, yeah, it's in my nose, and it's even in my feet, my toes. And he said, your toes. I said, yes, in my toes. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. You can get into the show by dialing 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. Then we got a great show for you tonight. We're getting ready to jump into a track by Letticy. And no, it wasn't written by David Foster. But I kind of like it because I call it the butterfly song. Because when I did one of the videos for my book, I Love Being a Butterfly, I played that in the background. And I'm thinking about using it in the musical. Man, if this virus ever go away and we get back outside. And I got to send a shout out tonight for a friend of mine who's appearing live on the south side of Chicago, Theophilus Reed. He's going to be doing this thing tonight live at 9 o'clock. I got to find out the name of the place. But he's going to be cutting up. So, when you get a chance, you got to check him out sometimes. We went to school together, hung out together. That was one of my main guys. But I'm going to play this track by Letticy. And when I come back, we've got more great music for you. Or go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button.
woman. Yes, I'm a woman. A woman. These are the pieces of me. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the way she said that. Yeah. That's deep, man. You know, I was looking down the playlist and all these songs written by David Foster and Diane and just working together. And they go back, I mean, some years, man, that they were cutting up. So let's see. I was looking at The Glory of Love by Peter Cetera. And it was, let's see, it was produced by Michael O'Marin. The writers were David Foster, Diane Warren, and one of the major writers, Peter Cetera. So we're going to jump into that track for The Glory of Love. I think it was in some movie, too. I can't remember the movie, but it was pretty good. So I'm going to play that. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. And a lot of people in Michigan are tuning in. Man, they say that virus is raging up there. So you guys up there, be careful. Stay safe. We don't want nothing to happen to you.
Take it to my castle fire.
Now, the producing talent of David Foster, I mean, was producing hit after hit after hit. And there's a track called I Swear, All for One. David Foster was one of the main producers on the track. I mean, so when he got around, David Foster composes, like for Chaka Khan, it was David Foster, Cynthia Well, Tom Keen, and Chaka Khan. I mean, they were just throwing down. So that just goes to show you, when you're writing and you're cutting up, you're just good. It is 7:36. We're going to jump to this track by I Swear. I think I used to sing that too. I swear I'm not going to church today. And my mother would say, I swear I'm going to whoop you with that belt today. That's corny.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my heart. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, I'll be there.
As the time turns the page, my love won't end. was my soul. I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, but by my darkest hour, my faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. Not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never live that way. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Didn't know my own strength. There were so many times I wondered how I'd get through the night. I thought I took all that I could take. Didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't. I was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I love writing a fun love story. You meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back. And yes, I've got Texas. People say, Don, you sound like you got a cold. I do. And I miss my mommy. Oh, man. My mother would say, take this stuff, boy, get in the bed. Oh, look in the bed. Well, you gotta get in that bed. Stay there. But anyway, we're playing a lot of tracks that was produced by David Foster. And at the beginning of the show, we played a very special track by Michael Jackson. And we're gonna play it at the end of the show too. It's called The Earth Song. And he's telling them, wake up, you're destroying the earth. And I mean, Michael could always produce some great videos. So he worked with David Foster and just brought in a lot of the great guys. I want you to think about that when you want to collaborate. Make sure you get some talented. And starting in June, we'll be in St. Louis casting for the book that's going to turn into the TV show, To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. Ever. All right, we're going to get back to music. We're going to jump to a track not written by David Foster, but it's by Boney James, Stop Looking, Listen, from our jazz collection. I'm looking at the playlist for Mr. David Foster. You know, my brother Roland, he used to love this group named Chicago. In fact, everybody liked Chicago. They just had a mean horn section and just, they were good. Kind of like Tower of Power. So, David Foster and Peter Cetera, they wrote this track, Your Hard Habit to Break. Man, and it was just hard on ya. But one of the main songwriters was Steve Kipner, K-I-P-N-E-R. And Warren and producer David Foster. Man. They even wrote a track called Because You Love Me, Diane Warren and producer. I think that's by Celine Dion. So we got a lot of great tracks by them. David Foster also worked with John Lewis Parker, actually, and Steve Kipner. So let's give a listen to the track, You're Hard Habit to Break. On the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday.
I can't get
do we have something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Cold, but yesterday the temperature dropped so cold. How cold was it? It was cold as a witch's, don't say it. Don't you dare. You tried to be good, you went to church. Oh man, I like when the comedians do that. And I was running so fast. How fast was it? Faster than, I can't even think of that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The phone number to dial is 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial. I don't care where you are. You can even get one of them new phones that they're giving out. Free. I kid you not, they got a phone with all the data on it and everything. I saw it on a commercial on YouTube, and man, it was bad. So they said, get this new phone before we run out, and you could call everywhere for free. I said, oh man, I know them Republicans are mad at Biden now. Didn't Obama give out some phones? Oh well, let's get back to the tracks that we got to play, and let's see. I'm looking for the one by Brandy. Now, I want to play the one by Chaka Khan first, because that's the girl. Through the Fire, produced and written or co-written by David Foster.
Trust in your heart to anyone.
And that was written and produced by David Foster. You know, like I say, when you look at the list of people he has worked with, I mean, I saw so many names. It was ridiculous. It was just really hard to believe. But, you know, Stevie Wonder was the same way. Every time you turn around, it was Stevie. So when you write things that people appreciate and want you to write, like Toni Braxton, Michael Blueblade, Mariah Carey, Peter Cetera, Chicago, Natalie Cole, Alice Cooper, Celine Dion, Kenny G, I mean, how could you not enjoy writing? You just can't. And he really enjoys it. So we're going to play another track that he either wrote, helped produce, got it on the market. It was just good. I'm going to play this track by Brandy because I like this track. It's 8-11. Man, we're counting down. 48 more minutos. Is that such a word? You know, I keep thinking about how Friday nights is such a joy to enjoy. I can breathe in, breathe out, and just play great music and get great comments, and people really enjoy the show. I mean, that's beautiful. So, I'm going to play Brandy. Have you ever? I like this song. And again, I had to look this stuff up, man, because Have You Ever was written by this young lady named Diane Warren. And it was produced by David Foster. So I think the artists were running around just trying to find David, trying to find Diane. Can y'all write something for me? Oh, Lordy, I love it. When you're good, you're good. All right, Brandy, Have You Ever.
Start. Have you ever
Have you ever ate a cookie and it just tastes so good? It just crumbled in your hands and you wish you had some milk to wash it down? I really don't know. I think I'm going crazy with this cold. Have you ever tasted some french fries that were just... Okay, all right. My producer looked at me like, nah, get back to the show. I know you don't feel good. Okay, we're going to jump to this track by Chicago again. Hard to Say I'm Sorry. Oh, Lordy. I need to lay down after this show, man, because it's just miserable. You can hear the cold all in my nose. Ooh. Anyway. Here it is.
After all that's been said and done, you're good. My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back. And, excuse me, we're going to play a track called Autumn in New York that I was supposed to play on my jazz show, but I just kept missing and missing and missing. But the highest rated, well, the second highest rated show ever since I started was the special that I did on Kenny Burrell, one of the best guitar players ever. And he was still teaching music in Michigan, where he was originally from. And I'm going to see if he's still around, because Kenny was the man. But anyway, I'm going to play this for you. It is 8:23. And man, we cutting up. So I'm going to sing that Cookie song again. I know you liked that, didn't you?
Thank you.
Another cookie song for y'all. I'm gonna play my girl Lettucey, I Blame You, and no, it was not written by David Foster or Diane Warren, any of them. I think it was written by Lettucey herself. So I'm gonna play this, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only with a bad cold. But at least I'm not sniffling and snotting on air. Sound like you're on drugs.
I'm just not the
See, y'all just don't understand. When I'm eating my food, I talk to it. That's why it tastes so good. You know, the other day I did string beans and potatoes. And so I'm going to play this song by Jennifer Hudson. And you've heard it before by Roberta Flack, but this was done live. And the audience went crazy. And it made me think about my string beans and potatoes. Because when I looked at that plate, I said, the first time ever I saw your face, I felt my fork getting ready to eat you. I know that was corny, but them potatoes sure taste good. Anyway, listen to this track by Jennifer Hudson. And you got to go to YouTube and see the video, man, to top it off. First time ever I saw your face, Jennifer Hudson.
First time ever I saw your face, I took the sun.
Now roll the clock back when American Idol said Jennifer Hudson did not look good and could not sing. And they told her, don't quit your day job. And I know they feel like idiots. That girl has gone on to just bop them, bop them, bop them. So when I see my food, I think of that song. The first time ever I taste your lips going in my stomach, I felt so... Okay, all right. Oh, man. We got 20 more minutes, man, and this is just... You know what? It's just... amazing how much fun and joy you can have when you just let yourself go. Just do it. And that's the thing about life. Some of you are so busy, not all of you, just being so uptight, letting everything just get you, drive you crazy, make you angry. But you know what? Enjoy your life. Because, see, your life is your life, not anybody else's. And to think that this man, David Foster, and Bill Beaudry, and just Diane Warren, they've written so many songs for so many people. They've cried. They've laughed. They've got dumped. They dumped other people. They stayed in love. They fell out of love. They got into love. You know, but writing is such a joy because you get a chance to experience so many feelings. Even when you write in your diary, did you know that? You are writing your emotions. Sometimes they're a little painful, and sometimes they're full of joy. But in that diary, you wouldn't change a thing. Because if you changed it, you wouldn't be you. And you wouldn't have those experiences. So you just have to say, hey, hey, I did it my way. I liked it. It was good. So that's what I want you to remember. Because that's all we got. I'm going to play this track by Celine Dion, and everybody knows the story about Celine. So again, enjoy as much of life as you can get. I kid you not. Now, I may joke a little bit, but life is worth enjoying. Even the bad parts, you can say, you know what? At least I got something out of that, and it wasn't all bad. So, Celine Dion, because you love me. That's what I feel about my food right now, my chicken noodle soup. I'm going to love it all down in my stomach.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made so true, for all
you were my friend when I
Oh, man. Could you imagine me singing that at karaoke? I can hit them keys too, man. I know y'all don't believe me, but when I don't have a cold, I can hit some keys. Tear them up. Oh, man. We got to take a quick break. It is only 13 minutes left. We got to get the announcements in because our narrator is just so good. And she's got more to come for you. She's going to be working on Santa Claus versus the aliens. I love being a butterfly. Just, man, I can't write enough because she's got a beautiful voice. So I got to play the intro because we only got 12 more minutes to the classical show on Sunday. And I am playing this young lady named Battle, and she's good on Sunday. So she's going to knock your socks off, and your socks will never be the same. Let me anyway play this because my producer's like, Don, get the commercial in. Get the stuff in, okay? Do your job. I wonder who you think he's talking to. Do your job. Let me find what else will we play.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Oh, man, I like when my audience does that. They just love him some Don S. McClure. I like him, too. I really like that guy. Man, we got some plans to help turn the world around, and I'm going to get them done because of people like you and you and you. You know, people believe in you, and they believe in your dreams, and they want to see you make it because it makes them feel good. So, you know what? I want you to think about that. Keep writing. Keep producing. Keep finding yourself. You know, that's the most important person in the world, is you, finding yourself. not based on anybody else, based on what you think, what you feel, what you want. And just go after it. And sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes it just vanishes. But you know what? You'll always have the memories of, hey, I gave it my all in all. And for that, see, nobody could take that away from you. I'm going to play this one more track. Well, not one more, but I'm going to play this track because I like it. And it's one of my best tracks that I like. So let's get it on like Pop and the Corn, or Corn and the Pop, or Pop and the Corn. I don't know. I'm delirious because I got a cold. I'm going to play I Swear, produced by David Foster. We got 7 more minutes. Tag out.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my heart. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart.
Build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang the memories on the wall.
And when
just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as the time turns the page,
some chocolate milk. Hey, I'm going to play this last track.
Excuse me. Could you tell me where the next...
No, I can't. I'm going to play the last track, Whitney Houston. I didn't know my own strength. And I'm going to get better tomorrow. So I'll be on the air at 3:30. So let's give Whitney the applause. Whitney, take us on out of here.
With my soul, I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, pulled my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. Crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. I was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.